Blog Talk Radio.
Baby blue staring in the window pane, just counting drops of rain, wondering if she's got the guts to take. Running down her dreams in a dirty dress, now her heart's a mess. Praying she will find a way to make it. So keep on climbing, though the ground might shake. Just keep on reaching, though the limb might break. We've come this far, don't you be.
Prom night, we like, or the night before, we drove through town at like 11 o'clock listening to that song and with no shoes, in our pajamas. Yeah, it was great. Anyway, intro time.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to a very special edition of What Days with Murph. Today, we celebrate the show's 3-year anniversary. Did that just really say 3 years? That's just crazy to me.
I feel like we just had 2 years.
I know, it's just crazy. But it's about 5 minutes ago. We were doing our first show together. It's about 5 minutes ago, doesn't it?
I know. It's crazy to me.
Anyway.
Just think about the difference in like where we were last year when we had an anniversary to like where we are now. Like, it's so crazy.
This year. It's like night and day, isn't it?
Yes, because we were in such a different place.
We'll be welcoming back several past guests to update us on what they did, what they've been up to since we spoke with them last.
And I literally have no idea who they are, which is like the crazy part. That's our tradition about our anniversaries. Cody talks to people and tells them about it, and then I run the studio and have no idea who anyone is, and I answer the phone. It really works out great because it you know, kills us all.
I believe we have a 615 number on the phone.
We do indeed. Let me put them on.
Alrighty.
Hello?
Hey.
615?
Yeah.
Hey.
This is Bonnie Irwin.
Hey, Bonnie, how are you, girl?
Good, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How have you been?
I've been really good. How about you?
I'm good. I'm just trying to keep my emotions in check right about now.
He's a mess. He's literally a mess.
Well,
he has
so
no chill.
I'm so happy for you guys. I'm so happy for y'all about your 3rd anniversary. Like, that is amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, and
yeah, I didn't know who it was on the... Go ahead, Cody.
No, I was going to tell you, Bonnie, we so appreciate all your support. You know that.
Oh, well, I appreciate y'all's support of me as well.
go ahead, Emma.
Oh, I was going to say, Bonnie, I changed my number again. I'm not running from the cops, but I will text you and give you the new one yet again. People think I'm running from the police because I changed it so much. That's not the case. I'm not running from anyone. I just moved, and then I went to a new service. And anyway, so I forgot about that, but I'll text you afterwards.
Okay,
so,
all right.
Awesome.
So,
all right, Cody, you can talk now.
Thank you. So, last time you were on the show, it's been a while, hasn't it?
It has. It's been too long.
Amen.
Too long. We need to change that.
I got you.
Since the last time you were on, a bunch of big things have been happening for you. True?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Your debut EP dropped about a month ago, I think.
It did.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And so you've just been playing riders around and stuff around Nashville and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And I'm also, I can't say what I'm working on yet, but I am working on new music to release. So, and also a bunch of stuff for YouTube. So, yeah.
Nah.
That's awesome.
I will come to one of your shows one of these days. I know I've been saying that for a while, but.
I'll come too, even though I'm in Alabama.
I will get
now,
there.
Should figure out a way to, like, Skype y'all into the shows. That would be amazing.
That would be
so
fun. Yeah, I just want to come visit Tennessee again. I just moved back down here in June, so I want to come back, but I'll make Cody go with me. You should revive your YouTube channel and, like, because, you know, you said you had a YouTube a long time ago. You should, like, bring it back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Well, I think we may have another caller to him on the line, so I'm going to let you
we
go.
We don't yet, so we can keep talking.
Oh, so you don't?
Yes.
Nah.
No, not yet.
Nah. Never mind.
We can keep talking.
Stretch that.
Anyways, I'll text you afterwards, and we can schedule another time for you to come on, because it's been too long since you've been on the show, for sure.
It's been way too long.
It has been.
When was it? I don't even remember.
The really early beginning of the year. So.
It was
March.
Yeah, March.
Yeah, that's
that was a long time ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
March is like so past forgotten. Like, we need to change it. We'll fix this. I'm good.
We do.
Anyway, I'm so excited to hear your new music and to see whatever you're working on, and I'll come visit maybe if I can escape. No, I'll literally,
so
okay, here's my plan. One of my best friends He just moved into a dorm at University of Alabama. But he's from there,
oh, wow.
So I'll be like, hey, let's go for the weekend. Let's go to Tennessee. That way I'll have, like, somebody to go with because I don't want to go by myself. But we'll figure it out for sure.
We will definitely figure it out.
Oh, yes.
And I'll make Cody come if I can. So.
Yes.
Because I basically control everything he does. No, I'm just kidding. I try, but it doesn't work.
Most things, not everything.
I'm like his publicist, to be honest. Like, I'm Cody's people. I'm his publicist.
Puppet master.
I got you.
She's my puppet master
anyway,
over
here. Hey, okay, that makes it sound bad. You don't say that.
I'm waiting
on
Kathy,
like, so frequently to call us. Like, I really want to talk to Kathy, too, and I really want to talk to some other people. So, they better call us because, yeah, that's awesome. I love talking to all these people that call us. Anyway, I'll text you afterwards, and we'll schedule a new time or another time for you to come back on the show because it's been forever. And
yes.
We'll see you. Well, we'll hear from you soon, for sure.
Yes.
Maybe, hopefully sometime in September because I'm taking a little vacation in about 10 days. So, hope sometime in September.
Yeah, he's rubbing
we'll
it in for everyone that he's going on vacation and we're not. I can't go because I don't have a passport. So I can't go. Next
time. I'm going out of the country.
He won't stay in the country.
For about...
Like, I can't go because I don't have a passport. Anyways, we'll get together soon for sure.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
We have two more callers. Oh my gosh. Now all of a sudden everybody's calling us. All right.
Right.
Thank you for calling us, Bonnie.
Absolutely.
Yes, thanks,
Bonnie. Thank you guys for having me.
And again, we really appreciate your support, you know.
Oh, well, I appreciate your support too. Talk to you later.
All right, bye, Bonnie.
All right, bye.
All right, next up.
Hang on. Okay, she hung up. Let me get – I don't know who this one is. I know that Kathy's on, but let me bring this person on because I don't know who they are.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Yes, is this M and Cody?
It is.
Hey, how are you, girl?
Ah, how did you know it was me? I was disguising
because
my voice.
I got your DM.
No, you – I literally told Cody, like, 5 minutes before the show – he was like, Patsy's supposed to call us. I was like, Patsy is the love of my life. I cannot wait.
Oh, well,
so
God,
right on
you,
time.
Girl. You know I love both of you. And I thought you were psychic for a minute there, Cody, but then you said you got my direct message.
I got your direct message. I was like, okay.
Wait.
Oh,
what have you been up to?
I was
going to
give
you
credit.
Yeah, girl.
I've missed you both, too. And I have to ask you, Em, are you all right? I heard you had a little bit of an accident there.
Yes, ma'am. I'm all right. Okay, well, here's what happened. Some idiot on the highway, this was not,
yeah.
It wasn't our fault. Some person was in there, in the right lane. We were in the left. And at the red light, they tried to make a U-turn and, like, cut everybody off. And this truck hit their front end and turned them sideways and we, like, hit the side door of their car.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You all right?
It was crazy.
Are you all right, honey?
Yeah, I have a broken collarbone, but I'm okay. Like, it's better now. It's been a few weeks, and it's healing how it should, so I'll be better in a few weeks,
now,
and I'll be completely healed.
Was it from the airbag?
No, it was from the seatbelt.
Okay.
So
okay.
The seatbelt, like, caught me and broke it. But my mom's arm, her elbow is messed up. She pulled, like, a muscle in her arm because she put her arm in front of me and my airbag didn't hit me. It hit her arm. So I didn't even feel
Yeah, you know, I'm not surprised to hear that's called the mother move, you know, the arm throw across the kid's chest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I still, my son is 27 and he's 6'3", and still, if he's in the passenger side of the car, that arm shoots out and blocks you. Yeah, that's
your
mother arm.
Yeah, she did that, and she thought she was going to get out of going to the hospital, like, when the EMT was there, and then they saw that her arm was all, like, banged up, and they were like, you have to go, too, and she was like, awesome. Thought I was going to get out of it.
Wow.
But I was so mad. They wouldn't let me get up and walk. And, like, they were like, you need to be careful. And I was like, get me out of the car. It's 100 degrees. I want to walk. My leg's not broken. My collarbone is. Let me get up.
Yeah, your collarbone is. Well, thank God you're both all right. And even though, yeah, you're right, is some idiot. Now, where are you driving? Is that in, where are you?
I'm in Alabama now. We moved back.
I thought you moved back. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in Jacksonville, they don't drive any better.
Yeah, well, they're terrible here. And they're awful in Birmingham, even worse than around where I live. But it was
really?
The girl was like 18 years old. Like, we got the report, and she had like 3 kids in her car and like a guy in her car. So we're assuming it was like her boyfriend and her sibling, because she was too young
mm-hmm.
to have kids that age. So
mm-hmm.
they weren't paying attention mm-hmm. and, you know, caused this whole big mess. And they called their insurance company and told them that they were rear-ended at a red light.
Well, I think it's
worth putting
this out there. I tell my kids, and I know, and I heard this on a talk show one time, and I don't think that it's overreacting. If you got a cell phone, put it in the glove box. Nothing
exactly.
is that important. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if the president of the bank is calling you to say you've won $1 million. Keep the friggin' thing in the glove box.
Amen.
Do not drive and text.
Amen.
Do not drive and talk. If you
mm-hmm.
can't direct
yeah.
your attention but to one place, even if you're on the phone, you're distracted. So
yeah,
if anything, that experience of yours, as awful as it was, and I hate that it happened to you, and I'm sorry that it happened to you and your mom, you can use that as a way of your show can be used to promote and prevent some accident from happening from somebody else by it reminding people, because sometimes we all need to be reminded that it's really serious, that driving is a privilege. It's an honor.
Right.
It's not something that, you know, it's just be an expected treat that we've earned. It's a privilege. And we have to earn it every day by being responsible.
Absolutely. And I rest assured in the fact that her insurance rate doubled. So that makes me
feel
a little better, is the fact that she probably can't even afford insurance anymore because she caused an accident. And
right.
it was negligence, no less.
Right.
So, of course, her insurance is going to go through the roof. And
you
know,
unfortunately, sometimes that's what it takes to get people to honor the fact that they get a privilege to drive. Sometimes that's what it takes. I know when I was young, I was a knucklehead. I'm still a knucklehead now. It's just I'm a little bit older and wiser. But I got a bunch of dents on my head from being taught a few, you know, life lessons from the School of Hard Knocks upside my head.
Right.
And one of them was about you have to earn certain rights and conducting yourself with other people in society, and you have to be a little bit more responsible. And sometimes you learn the hard way too. I'm not judging anybody. I'm identifying.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Well, and being irresponsible like that with children in the car, like you're putting other people in danger. It's one thing to like, be an idiot by yourself, but to put other people in danger like that is so crazy to me. And they were all okay. Like they went to the hospital because they were kids, but nobody was hurt in her van, which is a miracle to me.
And it is a miracle. And it's almost like a warning. That was a wake-up call.
Yeah.
It was a wake-up call. There are other people involved. There are children involved. And it could have been worse. However, this, you get a warning. And I consider that a blessing. She's blessed
and
with
so
a warning
thankful that it
wake
was
up.
Worse. Even though when they told me that was what was wrong with me, I was like, well, this is how I'm going out. This is it.
Oh, I'm going out.
Done for. That's what I felt like.
Oh,
there's literally nothing at first I could do. I could not move comfortably. I couldn't sit down. I couldn't lay down. It was so awful the first few days, and I was like, this is how it's going to all end. I'm not going to survive this. But
you were writing a good story, but thank goodness the real story has yet to be written. It has nothing to do with helping you for life.
Right.
So that's just not going to be your story. So your collarbone is going to heal. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's much better now, and I only have a couple more weeks to deal with it. But listen, we have like a million callers, but thank you so much for talking to us, and we can't wait to have you back on.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Cody,
I just wanted to say congratulations. 3 years. I know this is your anniversary, And I love you guys. You're doing a great job, great show, and just congratulate both of you on doing a wonderful job.
Thank you. We love you, too.
We love you to death,
right,
Patsy.
And we'll chat soon. We can't wait.
We'll chat again soon. Okay. Go ahead, Cody.
All right.
Like I said, we'll most definitely be talking pretty soon. So.
All right, sweetie pie. God bless you both. I'll talk
to
you soon.
All right, bye.
Next caller.
Oh, my gosh, we have so many. Okay, I'm going to bring Kathy on. She's been waiting for 8 minutes. I love you, Kathy.
Okay.
Hi, Kathy.
Sure.
I was gonna bring you on during that, but I was trying
to figure out where did I put my money. Hold on.
I was going to bring you on during that, and then I was like, well, I didn't know a good place to do it. So I was like, well, she loves me. She'll be patient.
There you go.
I can hear her talking to her kids.
Hello?
Are you guys waiting for
hey,
me?
Hey, girl.
We are.
Oh, my God. Hi, I'm so sorry. I thought you picked somebody else up. Happy anniversary, guys.
Thank you. No, I was going to put
appreciate
you on
that.
While Pat was talking, but I didn't know like a good segue to that, so I was like, well, she loves me, she'll wait.
Oh, gosh. So how are you guys doing? I'm so proud of you guys. I mean, Cody's been doing so good. Oh, my God. I'm so proud of you.
I appreciate that. You know.
Thank you.
I'm still trying to hold my emotions in check at this point, but I'm...
Yeah.
I'm doing good.
Yeah, he's a mess. Literally all the time.
I haven't cried yet.
Which is a record time.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, you guys... I love that you're getting a lot of these musicians on. I think that's a great way to go.
We wanted to mix it up because, you know, we were getting, like, complacent in what we were doing, so we decided to, like, do something different. And now we're gearing, like, the next couple months, we're going back to, like, more soap stars and stuff just to, like, mix it up because we don't want to get stuck doing things all the time.
Exactly.
So we're working really hard for September and October, November to get some more like soap stars back on because most of them it's been forever since we talked to them. So we're super excited.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, and I mean that's the best thing to do. That's what I did. I mean, you know, now I'm doing like everything.
That's us. We have everybody on. We have musicians. We have other hosts, other bloggers, everybody. We're like totally like whoever you are, even if you're not famous, I don't care. If I know you, come on the show. That's basically how it is these days. Because it's so much fun to just have people on just to talk to. So we're having fun.
You know, and as both of y'all know, I'm a big people person. I just love people. So anybody that's interesting, anybody with any kind of story to tell, I'm all for talking to you, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, that's what it's all about. It's just connecting with people, networking.
Yeah.
You know, and just staying positive. And I think that, you know, stuff happens. What are you going to do? You know, you just kind of keep going forward.
Yeah.
And, you know, you guys have been
and you know what?
Fantastic.
You take the wins with the losses, and you just do what you got to do, and you have a good time. And sometimes you don't always get who you want, and sometimes you have to work super, super hard to get who you want. But it's so worth it, though. Honestly, I'm working so – I can't say who right now because it's, like, a top secret. But I'm working so hard right now to get a guest on that I've wanted forever, and it's finally starting to, like, look like it's working out. Yeah, I've been working on this forever, and it's finally starting to line up. So I'm so I'm hoping it happens. It's working out for now. So far, so good. So.
Well, I have to tell you guys my highlight of my year so far. I got to tell you guys this story real quick because I'm just like, oh my God. So you know, I got my credentials to go to the Comic Con, the San Diego Comic Con last month, and I had put in to go to the press room for The Walking Dead, and I didn't think I was going to get in. Because, you know, and I was landing in San Diego, and I got an email that I was confirmed for it, right? So, of course, I was wrecked, because it's The Walking Dead people. So, anyway, so they put us in. There were only, like, 40 people that were allowed. There was no video allowed, no photos. It was just, like, people at four different tables.
Right.
They came over, right? But what the cool thing was, I asked Andrew Lincoln about the scene he did. Oh, no, you guys watch it? Anyway, I did. I asked him about the scene that he did, and after he finished answering, Greg Nicotero, the executive producer of the series, he looked at me and he's like, "That was a great question." So that was my highlight. I was like, "No, I can't believe he just said
that
it was a great question." You know, I know.
That is pretty awesome.
That's my highlight of the year so far, I think.
Well, we have a few other callers on hold, but we appreciate you calling us so much. And
yeah.
Hopefully, you need to come on the show. Like, we need to do a show together.
Oh, sure, that would be fun. Just
awesome.
Just DM me or email me, and we'll set it up.
Okay, we'll do that.
All right.
So much fun.
Congrats.
All right, bye.
I love you guys. Bye.
I love you back.
Bye.
All right, who's up next?
Okay, I don't know. I see Kathy. Kathy, I'm coming for you, babe. Just give me a minute, because I have a caller. I don't know who it is, so I'm going to put them on.
Okay.
Here, let me mute. How do I do this? It's not working. Sorry, I just kicked her off because it wouldn't mute. Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, hello?
Hi, Cody.
Hey, who
this is
it?
It's Janet.
Janet, hey, girl, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm good. Just trying to process all these congratulations and whatever. Just trying to process all this at this point.
Yeah.
I just wanted to call and say congratulations on 3 years. That's a big accomplishment.
Thank you.
You know, they say if you
Thank
make it through
you.
The first 3 to 5 years, you're home free. Just keep the
wheels
turning.
That's the truth.
I hope that's true.
Well, you know, we have a pact that if we make 10 years, we're going to get matching tattoos. So we got to make it over
yes.
to 10.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, I do have some friends in country music. If they haven't been on your show yet, I might can get them for you.
I know you've been good about that.
Give you some more ideas. Benton Blunt, do you know him? He's on America's Got Talent, Benton Blunt. He's a country singer,
yeah.
And
coming,
maybe you could get him on your show.
Maybe.
That'd be awesome.
Because he's my friend,
cool.
too.
Awesome.
We'll DM you afterwards, and we'll get together on ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time to call in. So we've got a few more callers, so I think we're going to let you go. Okay.
Okay.
Thank
well,
you.
Well, I just want to call and say hi. Love you guys.
Right, thanks,
Take care.
Love
all right,
you.
Bye-bye.
Right, bye.
Bye.
Bye, girl. All right, bring it on. Bring it on.
Kathy, thank you for being so patient and waiting on me to shut
up.
Am I really on? Yeah.
It's your own.
Sorry. Okay, I have to give you guys a disclaimer. You can probably hear cars passing me by, maybe dogs barking, things
That's
like that.
Okay.
I'm actually walking in my park right now.
That's cool, whatever. It works. I've done the show from the tanning bed and from Walmart. We're not judging.
From cars, from Walmart, from the tanning bed, like Em said, we've done
yeah.
it all.
You know what? I have a life. I have a place to go. And so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, happy anniversary.
I did the show wherever.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
You're like our third co-host. You're like our child. Well, not our child. That doesn't work.
You're like our little
She's
sister.
Like, I'm trying to. We're like the Three Musketeers. I'm trying to think of a good analogy here that doesn't suck, like the last one.
If I'm your child, then does that mean when you guys get matching tattoos that it's going to be a V?
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
No,
there we
I kept
go.
Seeing numbers I didn't know, but I knew yours, and I knew who you were, and I was like, well, I don't know if this is a celebrity or not, and if they are, I don't want to have them on hold for like an hour. So I was like, let me bring them on and make sure, like, you know, we get them out of the way, because Kathy is our pal. She'll wait.
No,
I was like, you know what, Kathy won't hang up, but some other people might get pissed if they have to wait for so long and they might hang up, so.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Yeah, there you go, see? So what have you been up to besides, you know, walking 6 miles?
Well, you know, stuck in the work hell and all that good stuff, but for the most part, it's just starting to get back in the days, and I really like it.
I'm about to be. Up in that, like, I'm about to get up in that mess, just so you know, because,
well, all the
like,
new writer stuff started yesterday, so, you know, I jumped back in last night, and it was watchable, so I was very excited about that, because, you know, it hasn't been for a very long time.
Yeah.
So
I watched the other day, like, 3 days ago, but there was nobody, like, really appealing to me on. Like, there was no Kayla or anything. Well, there was some Hope scenes, so I was like, okay, I'll watch it. But mainly because my mom was like, don't watch General Hospital till I get home. And so I was like, okay, so I'll watch Days of Our Lives. So it was actually not bad. I wasn't really into it because I didn't know what was going on, but I watched it. I'm just excited because Stephen Nichols comes back in, like, 7 days. I think the countdown's down to 7 days. So I have to watch Stephen Caleb because I'm, like, a fiend for Stephen Caleb.
Yes,
so have you guys ever thought about, like, crossing over the folk and the country music thing and trying to get Brad Mall on the show?
No, but that's a wonderful idea.
It is a good idea.
Brad Mall.
You're my favorite person on the planet right now. I didn't even think of that. I got you.
There's a couple of them, too. Kathy DePaza, she'd be another good one.
Oh, yeah, that's true. See, Kathy's my idea person. One time, Kathy and I did a show while you were out of town, and after the show, I called her, and we talked 45 minutes about people we could have on the show. Literally, I was like, if we have Christian Alfonso, we'll have all of the Brady women. Like, this is, like, you know, complete... Yeah. Our list of women, but no, there's a lot of people I want to get on the show that I need to stalk harder because it's not happening yet, but for sure, I'm going to start watching Days because of Kathy. I already watched some 80s Days thanks to the Enabler. So,
thanks for the Enabler.
I need to finish. I'm like in 1988. Like, I need to get with it.
I hate that I missed Patsy, but it was awesome to hear her call you guys.
I know,
oh,
and I was like, I thought you
I love that woman.
I was like, I want to bring her on, but I don't know. Anyway.
I just adore that woman.
Yeah, she's coming back on the show soon. We already have it, like, all scheduled. So, well, we haven't, like, officially announced the date yet, but she's coming back on, so you could call in when she comes on and talk to her.
You can call in when she comes back down. Right.
Sweet, she is such an awesome lady.
She is. I just love her so much.
She's one of the best.
And she is so fun. Like, she is hilarious, too. Like, she makes me laugh
so
a lot off when she's on
the show. You know, the thing I love about Patsy is whatever comes to her mind, she's going to say it.
Like me, which is why we get along.
Exactly.
Basically how it goes. No, actually,
pretty much.
What I was going to say is, so this is pretty sad. This is the point I've reached with Stephen Caleb. So I was watching, like, 1987, and, you know, when Stephen Caleb hooked up for the first time, I'm doing the background, she was, like, super pregnant. They had to, like, use a body double because Mary Beth Evans was, like, about to have a baby, like, that pregnant. Well, I'm watching it, and I'm like, okay, Mary Beth's pregnant now. That means it's coming. We're almost there. Gotta keep watching because, you know, it takes years for them to actually get together. And I haven't gotten there yet, which is so annoying, but
right.
It takes years and years for them to actually get together. And so you're sitting there watching, and now I'm like, okay, Mary Beth's pregnant. Like, I can tell she's pregnant now. So that means I'm getting there. Like, I'm accomplishing something because she's, like, you know, pregnant now. So, hey, what?
Well, and then you're going to get past that, and you're going to start hating my man. So, you know.
Hey, yeah, and then I'm going to start
What? Are there any more callers in the line?
No. And we went out of the, we went off the thing, so they can't call now.
Oh,
we went off live, but we didn't get any more callers. But it's okay, because maybe people were going to call, and it was, like, after 5:30, and it wouldn't let them through. But we still have,
maybe,
like, a super-packed show, so it's okay.
We do.
We didn't have dead time, so it's okay. But, yeah,
maybe your four is the one that we can get the show to go an hour. That would be awesome.
Maybe.
There you go. Well,
we're
working for that. We want to try we're going to do the trial of the, like, the blog talk where you have to, like, pay for it, which kind of sucks because, you know, you have to actually pay for it. But we're going to do a trial of it and see how we like the other features and if it's, like, worth paying for soon. So we got to try that. But, no, yeah, I'm going to start hating Kathy's character because he's going to flip on us all. But, hey, so good. I am so in love with Stephen Caleb, and it's all because of Kathy. And literally, you know, when we had Mary Beth Evans on before, I loved her. But now if I had Mary Beth Evans on, I would literally strangle my butt off over it. Like I did before, but it would be worse now. And now I'd probably be
I was
like,
going to say, you know, if I recall correctly.
I strangled the first time, but I didn't watch Days then. Now I'm like, love Stephen Caleb. I would be like hyperventilating in a paper bag for the show now. And I don't get nervous. But she's the only person I was ever nervous to, like, have on the show because I was so excited that I, like, freaked out about it. But I really, you know what? We need to have her back so I can die. Actually, I stalked her on Instagram now. I'm not even ashamed. Like, I stalked them so hard because they tweet at each other all the time, which is just the cutest thing. When they tweet each other and tell each other that they love each other, like, stop it. Stop being so cute. And her Instagram picture really killed me.
In a year, you know?
Right. And the best thing ever is her Instagram pictures because she, like, first of all, I'm so glad she got addicted to Instagram. She posts the cutest pictures, like, every day. Almost there's a new picture of them. And I'm like, literally, you're breaking me. You're going to kill me. I'm going to just fall over in the floor if I don't stop. And she keeps doing it. But that's how it is. And when they tweeted each other, like, Cody and I, our goal should be to think we're as cute as, like, Mary Beth and Stephen Nichols when they tweeted each other. Because we do that, but nobody cares what we tweeted each other. Well, except
right.
for that one ship that we won't talk about.
Yeah,
but
our goal is,
you know, to be as cute as Mary Beth Evans and Stephen Nichols. That should be our goal.
It's not going
to
happen.
It's worth a try, though. Like, if, you know what? Maybe people will eventually care that we tweet each other and say, like, the greatest, most funny things in my mind. And so maybe
my
people will start caring.
Maybe after you get the matching tattoos.
There you go. Then they'll really start coming in. I'm excited to see if Cody, like, chickens out over that. We'll see in seven
what?
More years. If you'll chicken out over the matching tattoo. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So what are you guys going to get?
Well, we don't know yet, we found a cute one that's like little radios, like little cartoon-looking radios, and they're so cute. They're just black and white. And we found a couple of them online, but we're not sure. We'll see. We'll see what we're up to in, like, seven more years, and then we'll decide. We'll probably, like,
what are we doing?
Who knows?
Years?
Yeah.
Who knows what we're going to be fanfic about you.
Well, funny you should say that. Because we do have a shipper. I don't know where she went. She stopped tweeting me, which is nice. We did have a shipper tweeting at us and telling us we were the best thing ever. And I was like, you need to just find your chill. Because that's out of hand. You need to take advantage of something because that's not okay.
Well, we just graduated high school now, so, you know.
That's true. Like, I'm not jailbait anymore. So if people want to be weird, at least it's legal. Anyway.
Exactly.
These are the internal. These are like the thoughts of Emily. Like the things that come to my mind. Well, at least you know I'm not jailbait anymore. That's thoughts of Emily. Now back to what I was saying. I don't know, Kathy. Do you Instagram?
I have an Instagram, but I don't really use it much. Just to stalk people.
Well, see,
basically.
Yeah. Okay. Have you seen the picture? This was like a few weeks ago. I didn't see it till yesterday. Mary Beth Evans posted a picture of her and Stephen Nichols sitting on the day set in their bathrobes, like, not wearing any actual clothes, which I'm taking to mean that Stephen Taylor can hook up, which, like, killed me dead last night. I didn't even pay attention to that. First of all, I was, like, scrolling through, and I, like, took a screenshot of another one because I was sending it to someone, and I was like, look at this picture. And then I came across that, and I was like, that's a cute picture because, you know, she, like, has her feet on his lap or whatever. Then I was like, wait a minute. Hit the deck. Stephen Taylor are going to get back together. This is fantastic.
That's funny.
Well, no, because she, I don't know if y'all saw, but she did a vlog, like, she posted to her blog a video of her and Steven doing, like, a Q&A, and this was another video, but she did that, but she posted a video of a Q&A, and somebody asked her about kissing scenes, and she was like, well, I just don't tell my husband, like, we just don't talk about it, it's weird. She said, but I was filming a kissing scene the other day with you-know-who, and she's like, oops, I can't say that, and then she put one hand over her eye and was like, you know. And like so, but then I died, and then I saw the picture on Instagram last night and really died. And I need to stop talking because we only have 5 minutes left. We need to do announcements. That's what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay. It's cute that you fangirl like that.
Isn't it? I'm glad you think so.
I thanks for taking the time out of your walk to call us up, girl.
Oh, that's not a problem. I always enjoy calling you guys.
Now
sorry
I'm gonna,
about all the lawn
now
worms
I'm
and
gonna,
the worms and everything else in the background.
Now I'm going to pick spam you, like, text messages of, like, Instagram pictures now. See what you've done?
You know, and to use your words, Kathy, you are more than welcome in our sandbox anytime.
Aw, thanks, guys. Y'all know I love her.
She's my face. She's my wing woman when Cody leaves me.
Is she? And
when Cody and I have marital problems, he leaves me for 2 weeks at a time, yeah. That's what happens is we have a marriage problem. He leaves me for 2 weeks at a time because he has to get away. And then he's out. So that's great. I'm designated the marriage counselor.
I'll say something that I'm going to take to you, Em.
Kathy's our mediator. Like,
she
keeps our marriage happy. Yeah. There you go.
No,
now people are going to actually think we're married, like that one stalker. Great.
Probably.
We'll start thinking like that. She's building our shrine right now as we speak. Shut up. That's so creepy.
Anyway, before this gets any more out of hand than it already is.
Too late.
I'm going to let you go, and I'll talk to you later, all right?
Yeah.
Hello.
Kathy.
Hello.
Hello.
We will
here.
Talk to you
can
later.
You
That was
the whole
thing.
I'll talk with y'all later.
All right. We love you.
Right,
bye.
Love you. Bye. Oh, that was fun.
That was fun. First of all, literally this just reaffirmed my love for Patsy Tees because she always steps up. I'll do announcements.
She steps up to the plate. She always does.
I haven't done announcements in forever because I suck at them because I never know who we're having on, but I'll do them today because I actually do know.
Yes, you do.
And since we already let the cat
drum roll, please.
I have a big mouth. I'll just do the announcements. So Cody goes on
drum
vacation
roll,
next month. Well, next Sunday he leaves for vacation for a week. So it'll be me and Kathy, and we don't know who we're having on yet. But hopefully someone good. We're bouncing some ideas around. So that's happening. Let me flip the page. Also, guys, tomorrow's Megan's birthday, so tweet at her. Anyway, September the 8th. We have a singer. Her name's Corey Ann, right? That's right.
Mm-hmm.
She's coming on the show,
yeah.
And we're excited because she's awesome, as is everyone that comes on our show. And I'm just going to go ahead and let the cat out of the bag. As a birthday present to me, Cody has booked me Patsy Tees for September 15th, which is my actual birthday. It just happened to fall on a Tuesday. So she's my birthday present. I'm so freaking excited to talk to her. She is great, as you all saw tonight. If you didn't already know, she's the queen. So that's
she's
happening.
Incredible.
And also,
I agree.
We're working on some super awesome stuff right now, and I wish I could say something, but I can't because, you know, it's like way too soon for me to say anything to anybody except Cody and Kathy, because Kathy's
exactly.
Like our backup. But
we
have something super exciting going on right now that we're trying to work out, so we can't wait to share it with you guys when it happens. I'm saying when because I don't like it. So when it happens, we'll be more than happy to share with you guys, and you will be the first ones to know because I am thrilled.
Uh huh. And I'm gonna get off here and let you wrap up. Okay.
All right. No, I don't want to do it without you. Don't leave me. That's so awkward. I feel like I'm talking to myself. We'll just hang at the same time.
Again, thanks to. Everybody who called in and showed us love today, we appreciate it more than y'all know.
I am so thrilled that we have, like, made it another year, and there's just no words to describe how, like, amazing this is, and we're so excited that you all joined us to celebrate, and now
yes,
we need a drink. Anyways.
I need a drink. You, not so much.
yeah, I'm fine. Cody needs to smoke a joint and have a glass of vodka.
Not so much. You know, I think we're going to go ahead and end the episode right here. You've been listening to...
All right.
What?
Oh, I was going to say thank y'all for listening, but you got it covered.
you've been listening to Days with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.
Bye.